Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent, and Ken is in the midst of doing a parish mission every week, or not every week, every night this week, Monday to Thursday. So it's extra busy around here, and it's actually at our parish, Our Lady of Lourdes. So if you're around, we would love to see you tonight at 7 o'clock.
Jump on a plane. Come on down.
If you're local, is what I mean. But it's open to everybody. Okay. Blessed is he who suffers for God in this life. He suffers for the time, but his joy will be eternal in the country of the blessed. This will end the persecutions, the temptations, the infirmities, the annoyances, and all the miseries of this life. And God will give us a life full of satisfaction, which will never end. All right, two things. Well, one is we have hope of heaven, which will be so amazing. You know, just eliminate all the bad things of this world and then amplify all the good things of this world. It'll be so wonderful to be in heaven. But the word that really stood out to me was the annoyances. And it reminds me that there's nothing that's too little for God. Like we can, little things that, you know, maybe only we notice or that we get agitated about, it's not too little for us to offer it up for God. And something that happened to me today was I needed to get a spoon out of a drawer in our kitchen. But Ken was standing right at the counter at that spot. And I just wanted to be like, get out of the way. All I need is a spoon. And the thing is, I'm trying to reach the spoon, but it's actually really tricky to get to. But I could tell I was like getting agitated inside and annoyed. But it's like, okay, no, I can like be patient. It's funny how it's so difficult to just be patient to
get a
spoon with my husband who's done nothing wrong. But yet that little act can still do something beautiful for the kingdom of God.
I had no idea I was blocking your way to the spoon. When did that happen?
It was this morning. I was trying to get a baby spoon to feed Pascal.
Well, that's like most things in life. I'm oblivious.
Well, you're just deeply thinking about things. That's really what's happening. Now is the time for pruning the vine and for cutting off everything that hinders its growth towards the promised land of heaven. But the cutting off produces pain, so that we have need of patience, and then comes the restoration of gladness, when the more we have suffered, the more we shall be filled with consolations. Okay, so just a couple of things that I think about is obviously like Job. And I know St. Alphonsus talks about Job and like the amount of things that he had to suffer through and how he always praised God through his suffering. But I think about, you know, this Lent, like, do we need to revisit the things that we have, you know, sacrificed, the penances that we've decided that we would do and that we've committed to? And next week being Holy Week, like I like to kind of amp up my sacrifices come Holy Week, because it is like the week leading up to the Passion of Christ. And so, you know, even for yourselves, like maybe just think, like, is there something else that I can add? Like maybe some extra prayers or, you know, different self-denials that I can do just to win more grace. Because we'll never, ever regret any opportunity that we've taken to win more grace for the world. The faithfulness of soldiers is tried not in repose, but in battle. This earth is our battlefield, where everyone is placed to fight and to conquer in order to be saved. If he conquers not, he is lost forever.
So the faithfulness of a soldier is found on the battlefield, not in repose. So the battlefield is here, it's now. And what do we battle with? Well, we battle with the world, we battle with the flesh, and we battle with the devil. And faithfulness is shown when there's the battle. Everyone looks relatively faithful when everything is peaceful. But when there's the battle, that's where our hearts get exposed. Now, here's the biggest battle that we've recently seen in our lifetime. And that is regarding COVID. This was a battlefield. And who were the faithful ones? Well, the faithful ones were the ones who remained focused on Jesus. That's the test. And so if you look through that last 2 years, who remained focused on Jesus and who didn't? Who was preaching Jesus or who was preaching something else? For a large part of the church, I would say, is that the message of the church was indistinguishable in some regards to the message of the government. You know, the mission of the church is to evangelize. This is why it exists. It does not exist to vaccinate people. And so look at those faithful voices who are consistently pointing to Jesus during that time. Those are the people you can trust in the times of battle. Because one thing about faithfulness is it's consistent. So what's the next battle? There's going to be something. There's going to be something. Will it be a health crisis? Will it be a financial crisis? Will it be a moral crisis within the church? There's always a crisis. But who are the voices that you can trust? Well, look at the patterns. Who was faithful on Jesus, proclaiming Christ? Those are the people that you can trust. I recently had a conversation with a priest who was a little bit upset with some of the responses of his priests in his diocese during that time, where some of them retreated to their cabins in the woods during the lockdowns and things like that, where a good faithful priest, what their response was let's double up the mass times. Let's make Jesus available to the people. Maybe we can only have 30 people in our mass, but what we can do is we can double them so we can get more people in, or if we can, maybe we'll have extra adoration times and confession times. Those priests were the faithful ones during this COVID time, those who focused on Jesus, gave Jesus to the people consistently, time and time and time again. And it caused great harm to dioceses and to parishes, where the response of the leadership was retreat, close. The common good is Jesus Christ. The common good is not served in a human-made solution. Jesus says in John 12:32, and when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. So the faithful soldier lifts Jesus up in the time of crisis. That is the common good, Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ is proclaimed, when Jesus Christ is lifted up in a time of crisis, that's faithfulness. He draws people to himself, and that's where our life is. That's where our strength comes from. That's where our hope comes from.
Catherine took her diaper off, and there's poop everywhere. And it's like green.
Okay. Yeah, I better go deal with that. We don't want him to have a mess everywhere.
If you want to keep going with it and just wrap up the video yourself, you can. I don't have anything else to share.
One thing that is very important to remember is that when God allows a trial, whether it's a trial in the world or a trial in our heart or a trial in our home, the trial is always ordered to a triumph. That's why God allows it. It's ordered to a triumph. Now, the triumph, the victory is not guaranteed. It depends upon our response, but it's always ordered to that end. Now, what's the triumph? Well, it could be good over evil, virtue over vice, generosity over selfishness, truth over a lie, patience over impatience, faithfulness over rebellion, trust over loss of faith. You know, look at the trial. Realize that if you're in one, it's ordered to a triumph. Now ask yourself, what could that victory be? What is it ordered to? And then realize that if God has allowed the trial and he wills the triumph, then he will give the grace to be victorious.
Sorry.
And you're back. I moved your chair.
Okay. Okay, that needed to be dealt with.
And I don't think I have anything else left to say.
Great. So everyone can just pray the rosary.
Yeah. And we'll see you.
We'll see you on Friday. I will see you on Friday. Good? Okay.